Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad to be back with you today as we continue our journey through the book of Acts. You know, yesterday we were talking about boldness and how that the Jerusalem authorities commanded those earliest believers in Jesus, commanded them to stop teaching, preaching, and even speaking the name of Jesus. Well, the name of Jesus was having such a powerful impact. Thousands were turning to Jesus. Miracles were taking place. And so we read how that they prayed for boldness, that they would not be intimidated. And God answered their prayer. At the end of the prayer, Luke says, and the place where they were praying was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. That's Acts 4:31. And so as they continued to speak the word of God boldly, incredible miracles began taking place. We read in Acts chapter 5 about, well, Ananias and Sapphira. Now, we covered them in an earlier episode, but this was a miracle of God's judgment, and it brought the fear of God upon even those who had were not ready to follow Jesus. It brought the fear of God upon them. And verse 14 of chapter 5 says, and believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also, now by the way, this was something that was happening spontaneously out of people's own thoughts and minds and their faith. People were seeing such miracles, and apparently people's faith was so high. This was not any kind of formula for ministry that Peter ever did again. He didn't do it this time, but the people were doing this, and the sick were laid, and that when Peter was coming along, they just believed that if they could get in his shadow, they would be healed. And the Bible says, and a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Well, now the authorities are even more infuriated. Verse 17, chapter 5 says, then the high priest rose up and all those who were with him, and they were filled with indignation, and they laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. So now they're following through with their threats. They've arrested the leaders. They've imprisoned them. But you know, in the middle of the night, even though there were guards standing before the locked prison doors, there was an angel of the Lord came and let them out of the prison and told them to go to stand in the temple. And he said, and speak to the people all the words of this life. You know, there is life in the words we speak. There's life in the gospel message. And so they went to the temple area and began to preach. Then the authorities sent they sent the guards to the jail to bring them before them because they wanted to interrogate them. So they go there, and they're not there in the prison. But yet the doors are shut, the guards are still there in front, and they go back and tell the Jewish authorities about this, and they're amazed. They're wondering what is going on here. And then somebody came and said, hey, those men you imprisoned, they're in the temple teaching the people, teaching them about Jesus. And so they sent for them, this would be what sometimes called the temple police. They brought them before the council. This is the Sanhedrin, the highest Jewish authority there in Israel, and brought them before them. And the high priest asked them, verse 28 of chapter 5, did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us. What do you mean there? Well, you're making us responsible for his death. You're bringing his blood on us. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Don't ever forget that powerful truth. We ought to obey God rather than men. Yeah, they were the authorities. They were the ones that had civil and judicial authority, and they had told them not to teach or preach in the name of Jesus. But there was a higher authority that had told them to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so Peter can look at them boldly and say, hey, we ought to obey God rather than men. And then he preached a very powerful message to them. But here, let me make a point that I may have made earlier in this series on the book of Acts. I have a book here that I fairly recently, I think it was maybe was published in September, Discovering the Real Jesus. And I have a chapter on evidence for the resurrection. And I point out, and I'm going to point it out here again, the authorities are so upset that they're teaching and preaching about Jesus and the resurrection. But they could have stopped it if they could have produced the body. Now, they had tried to make sure that nothing would happen to the body. They had rolled a massive stone in front of the tomb where he had laid. The Romans had put their seal on the tomb, which meant if you break this seal, you're in trouble. You're responsible to Rome. And they put a guard of Roman soldiers in front of it. But in spite of all of this, there was no body could be found. They could have put a stop to this Jesus movement. They could have put a stop to the preaching. No one would have listened to the preaching if they could have found the dead body of Jesus and paraded it through the streets of Jerusalem, put it on public display. That would have been the end of this message about Jesus and the resurrection. But there was no body to be found. What happened to the body? Well, it was raised up in glorious power, a new resurrection body. It was still the same physical body, still had the nail print, still had the hole where the spear pierced the side. It was the same physical body, but now it was a body that was made alive by resurrection power. No longer a body of flesh and blood, but a body in which the principle of life is the Holy Spirit. The resurrection life is the principle of life in this new resurrection body. So there was no body to be found. And so they could not find any tangible empirical evidence to refute what they are preaching about Jesus and the resurrection. And my friends, that is good news for us today. Yeah, they never did. And you can make sure that the Jews and the Romans, they all tried to find the body of Jesus. Now, Luke, or one of the gospel writers, I'm not sure which one it is at the moment, but this comes to my mind, tells us that the Jewish authorities, they called those Roman guards to them, and they gave them a large amount of money. And they said, we want you to say, we want your report to be that we fell asleep and his disciples came and stole the body. And if the Romans try to punish you, we will intervene for you. We will stand up for you. And so they did everything they could to refute the message of Jesus and the resurrection. But that story was very unbelievable because the disciples, before Jesus appeared to them, they were cowering and hiding for fear of the Jews, fearing that they would be arrested next. All of a sudden, they become these bold witnesses, unafraid of anything. And it was because they had really seen and heard the risen Lord. This is why there is such boldness. Yet, yes, they prayed for boldness, but they also had boldness because they had heard and seen the risen Lord. Yes, he is alive today. And in this Christmas season, yes, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, but oh, Jesus is so much more than a baby in a manger. And if you haven't read my book, I encourage you to get my book. If you have any agnostic, unbelieving friends or relatives, get them a copy. It's called Discovering the Real Jesus. And it gives all kinds of historical, archaeological, logical, reasonable evidence for believing in Jesus. And it lays out clearly who Jesus really is. And I was just opening up here. I think it's a total of 192 pages, Discovering the Real Jesus. It's available on Amazon and our website at eddiehott.com. Hey, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we continue our journey through the book of Acts. And if I can be a blessing to you, if Sue and I can pray for you, be a blessing to you in any way, there's contact information there on my website, eddiehott.com. Shoot me an email. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Friend me on Facebook. And if you want to message me on Facebook, you can do that as well. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.